Wikipedia.
Today is Monday, January 27th, 2025. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, The Holocaust in Bohemia and Moravia. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another episode of Wikipedia, where knowledge blooms from the pages of Wikipedia and spills into your day in bites of captivating conversation. I'm your host, Alloy, and today we delve into a deeply sobering and significant historical chapter, the Holocaust in Bohemia and Moravia. Imagine the lands of Bohemia and Moravia, now part of the Czech Republic. But picture them during World War II, a time when the shadows of war and Nazi oppression darkened the very essence of life for thousands of Jewish families. As chilling as it is crucial to remember, the history of the Holocaust in these regions is a testament to human cruelty, but also human resilience. To give some context, Bohemia and Moravia were occupied by Nazi Germany after the annexation of Czechoslovakia in March 1939. The rich Jewish cultural life, which had thrived for centuries in these lands, was about to change irrevocably. As I share these harrowing yet significant details, I urge you to think about the individuals, each with hopes, with families, with dreams, caught in the web of this atrocity. So how did the Holocaust unfold in the regions of Bohemia and Moravia? When the Nazis seized Czechoslovakia, they wasted no time in implementing their horrific racial policies. Gradually, Jewish residents were stripped of their rights, their properties were seized, and they were isolated from the rest of society. Doesn't it remind you of how quickly governments can reshape our lives under totalitarian rule? A poignant anecdote involves the establishment of the Theresienstadt concentration camp, also known as Terezin. Near Prague, Theresienstadt served as a transit camp, but was cynically promoted by Nazi propaganda as a model Jewish settlement. The irony is painfully stark. It's the difference between an orchestrated facade and the grim reality. Think about this for a moment. The camp was designed to deceive, used in a sham Red Cross visit to showcase humane conditions. Yet thousands of Jews from Bohemia, Moravia, and other parts of Europe perished here due to starvation, disease, and the relentless terror of transportations to extermination camps like Auschwitz. Now, consider the ripple effects of such deception on both the surviving individuals and the historical narrative that followed. Does this manipulation of perception make you ponder how easy it is for false narratives to take hold? Let's pivot to the human aspect amidst this cruelty. Those quiet acts of bravery that weave the fabric of resistance. Although often less visible, Czech resistance movements worked to undermine Nazi efforts. There were those among the Czechs who risked their lives to hide Jews or supply them with vital information. Isn't it humbling to reflect on such courage in the face of overwhelming odds? It begs the question, would we in their position find the strength to do the same? Now I invite you to visualize a post-war world. The liberatory wave that followed World War II brought a bittersweet sense of relief. For the Jewish survivors in Bohemia and Moravia, liberation meant the end of oppression, but also the beginning of a struggle to reclaim their identity, their homes, and their lives. As they returned, or tried to return, to their pre-war lives, they found a world forever altered. How do you think one rebuilds not only homes and communities, but faith and trust in humanity after such devastation? To further appreciate the magnitude of what was lost and ultimately regained, we may turn our thoughts to the cultural void that the Holocaust created. Centuries of Jewish history in these lands couldn't be erased, but the vibrant community that once thrived was diminished drastically. A heritage's reconstitution hinges on remembrance, understanding, and the collective vow of never again. So, dear listeners, I leave you with this call to action. Engage with history, challenge the narratives you encounter, and reach for empathy as we walk through these stories. Understanding the echoes of injustices past allows us to meet current and future challenges with awareness and compassion. As we close today's narrative on the Holocaust in Bohemia and Moravia, let it linger in your thoughts, not as tales of sorrow, but as reminders of the resilience and enduring spirit of humanity. Next time on Wikipedia, we'll explore yet another facet of human endeavor. Until then, keep questioning, keep learning, and remember the power of history to teach us about our shared humanity. Thank you for joining Wikipedia today. Let the stories of the past inspire us to shape a better tomorrow.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, The Holocaust in Bohemia and Moravia. Thanks for listening. See you next time.